From lands near and far, here is this week's edition of the Odyssey series. Have you heard the one about a folk music fiddler and a classical violinist arguing over a beer about the differences between their instruments? Well, it goes something like this. Both artists, highly skilled at their craft, were having an adult beverage at a local pub. After a bit of polite conversation about their respective genres, things heated up a bit with cordial but spirited exchanges about the dissimilarities of their instruments. Unwilling to concede, they solicited the input of the bartender, who, without deliberation, confidently said, "Well, one never spills their beer on a violin." So to what extent are there qualifiable differences between a fiddle and a violin? Well, let's start with their respective histories. First, with a violin's importance in Eurocentric classical music dating back to the 1600s and the Baroque period, and now the fiddle, in general, encompassing a much broader spectrum of music making linked to the recently designated category of what is termed world music. Now, one will find the fiddle's presence in, but not limited to, traditional or folk music practices of Balkan, Tejano, Klezmer, Irish, Scottish, and Celtic, Cajun, bluegrass, jazz, and most certainly, country western. By comparison, the fiddle is distinctively wedded to dance music. And as an aside, it's worth noting that the English language liberally absorbs words from other cultures, like violin, which comes from the Italian tradition, and the word fiddle, liberated from Germanic cultures. Additionally, there are some who negotiate their violin like a fiddle and vice versa. And what's more, not everyone calls their fiddle a fiddle. And true to character, violinists tend to refer to their instrument as a violin. And other than a slight alteration of the fiddle's bridge to allow for multiple strings to be played simultaneously, there is no obvious difference in the appearance between the two. So what is to be gleaned from this comparative analysis of the violin and the fiddle? Perhaps the answer can be unearthed in the music being played, where the opportunity to distinguish one from the other can be determined just by listening to the style of music performed. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in the Odyssey series, exploring music the world over and its power to create greater understanding of those near and far. Join me Saturday at 7 p.m. Central for a night of world music here on Wisconsin Public Radio.